Penguin Random House Audio presents Best Beach Ever by Wendy Wax. Read for you by Amy Rubinate. Many people will walk in and out of your life, but only true friends will leave footprints in your heart. Eleanor Roosevelt. Chapter 1. Nicole Grant Giraldi stood in front of a far too full-length mirror that hung on a wall of the too-small cottage where she, her husband, Special Agent Joe Giraldi, and their twin daughters currently lived. It exposed two primary reasons women were not designed to give birth at 47: lack of elasticity and surplus gravity. She closed one eye and shifted slightly, but the expanse of flesh did not become easier to contemplate. Despite all of her fears and doubts, the body she was staring at had performed admirably. It had adapted and stretched to accommodate Sophia and Gemma. Against great odds, it had carried them full term, propelled them into the world 9 months ago, and then provided sustenance. What it had not done was snap back into anything that resembled its previous shape. Her eyes slid away. She forced them back. It was time to accept reality. Her breasts hung lower than seemed anatomically possible. Blue veins streaked across them, no doubt to match the ones that now crisscrossed the legs she'd once been proud of. Stretch marks cut across the stomach that jiggled as she turned. Although she knew it was a mistake, she looked at her rear end, which had grown wider and had somehow been injected with cottage cheese, most likely while she'd been sleeping, or confined to bed rest.